Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
You keep saying you got something for me.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. You can also listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio, and make sure you like and share the John Whitmer Show on Facebook, and of course, follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. That's the best way to stay informed on all the latest show updates. So America is clearly in the midst of a culture war. The left is walking all over us. I see what I did there, Dave? I hope you recognize what I did there. The left is waging cultural jihad against established norms on a daily basis. After promising moderation, Joe Biden and his administration have taken a hard turn to the left, proclaiming the country was systemically and structurally racist, ordering the entire federal government to focus on equity, and requiring schools to permit biological males to play on girls' teams. I mean, we know we've seen this happening ever since he's been in office. Joining us now to help us navigate the cultural decline to the left is nationally syndicated talk show host and best-selling author Todd Starnes. Todd, thank you for joining us this evening. It's nice to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Well, thanks, John. Always good to spend Sundays hanging out talking together. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it. I love having you on. We like to have you on KNSS more often, but at least I seem to get my quarterly fix, at least, of having you on the show. So I appreciate it. You know, Todd, I follow your show, and I get your newsletter, which is great. And it seems like every day I'm reading of more of these assaults on our cultural norms. Just this week, in your newsletter, I saw stories of officials at a Michigan high school initially, you know, banning a valedictorian's address for being too, quote unquote, Christianized. And then, you know, Blue's Clues, the popular television program that my grandkids watch on Nickelodeon, published a gay pride video featuring lesbian alligators, transgender beavers, and a non-binary dolphin. I mean, what is this country coming to, Todd?
Well, there were two gay bears, of whom was wearing a feather boa. One of whom was wearing a feather boa. So the only thing not represented in the parade was a heterosexual couple.
Yes.
They had asexual couples, and they even had something called a pansexual couple, which has nothing to do with pots or pans or any other kitchenware, as far as we know. But this is what we're dealing with. And again, John, the shocking part about the Blue's Clues story, this is a cartoon designed for three-year-olds. We're talking about preschoolers. And this goes back to something we've been talking about, I've been writing about for a long time, is this radical indoctrination that's happening inside not only American classrooms, but also inside educational TV that's designed for small children.
Yeah, this is crazy. I mean, I remember, like I said, my grandkids watched Blue's Clues, and here you have, you know, transgender beavers and non-binary dolphins. I don't think the kids are old enough to understand this stuff. Why are we indoctrinating them at that age?
Oh, I forgot to mention, they also have a lesbian Muslim owl wearing a hijab in the cartoon as well. I don't understand that. Look, this is a troubling thing, but we should not be surprised. There is a radical effort afoot to brainwash children into accepting the LGBT agenda. Now look, this is America. It's a free country. How you want to live your life is between you and the Almighty. But I have a problem when there is an effort to intentionally target small children and try to brainwash small kids and convince them that, you know, little Billy may be Sally. I mean, that's just nuts. And moms and dads are going to have to do a much better job of really guarding what their children are exposed to, not just in the classroom, but quite frankly, in the television, in the living room.
No, you're absolutely right. And I'm with you, a transgender, bi-gender, who's it, what's your gender? I could really care less. But it's really starting to take hold in America's schools in particular. I know you recently covered the story on your show about the transgender, or excuse me, rather the teacher who was put on leave after he refused to accept that biological boys can be girls. You know, what, we're not allowed to have an opinion now that even disagrees? You put on leave because you personally disagree with that kind of ideology?
That's correct. You're not allowed to have a dissenting opinion. And that teacher, he's a grade school gym teacher by the name of Tanner Cross in Loudoun County, Virginia. And he said very plainly that he was not going to ever lie to children. And he believed that it's a lie, that it's not true that little boys can suddenly become little girls. And he is now on leave. He's being represented by legal counsel now. But this is where we are in American society, where if you have a dissenting viewpoint, and again, it was just a few years ago, John, that transgenderism, gender dysphoria, was considered a mental illness.
Right.
And they would treat people for that kind of stuff. So this is not like something that is just out of the blue. You know, this is, you know, it has been a longstanding tradition and belief in the medical community about transgenderism that has now been done away with.
Well, and it's not only in our schools, it's being co-opted into our corporate culture as well. I think we both saw the story, Lego's releasing the LGBTQ-themed Lego set called Everyone is Awesome, with models made to look like drag queens and people who identify as transgender. And I think I saw again on your newsletter that Kellogg's has introduced a Create Your Own Pronoun cereal. I don't even know where to start with that one.
Well, and it wasn't Fruity Pebbles or Fruit Loops, just to be, you know, to go on the record. That would have been a little awkward.
Funny, but...
Yeah, it's just, here you are at the breakfast table trying to get your, you know, daily dose of fiber or whatever, and you've got to be indoctrinated. They just slap it upside your forehead. But you're right. I mean, it literally is everything. Even Disney World announcing they're going to do a new series featuring two woke gay dads and their social justice adopted 14-year-old. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And a lot of moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas are out there saying, you know, this is just too much. We've got to put the brakes on this. This is out of control.
Well, we're talking with nationally syndicated radio talk show host Todd Starnes. I love the Fruit Loops. That's great. Todd, you know, not to be outdone, of course, President Biden now has even turned the United States Armed Forces into a social experiment. The Army released new recruitment videos that highlighted an LGBTQ parade, a lesbian wedding, and a woman with two moms who joined the Army in order to, quote, shatter stereotypes. You know, how is this going to improve our military efficiency? I mean, how is that even relevant? Who cares? But how does that make us more militarily efficient?
Well, it doesn't. And again, the military is not about killing the enemy. It's about killing common sense and decency.
Yeah.
And that is a big problem. I have to tell you, I think this is part of a concerted effort. And I know we don't have a lot of time to talk about this, but I believe just like the transgender Legos, everything locks into place, whether it fits or not. And I think that when you look at what's happening from a broader picture, we are softening the country so that we could not only embrace socialism and communism, but that we could be overrun by it. Again, we're not building an army that is the most, you know, the fiercest, the most feared on the face of the earth. We're building a social justice army, and we are now becoming the laughingstock of the world. We're not terrifying our enemies, and they know that. And I'm very concerned about, you know, the end game. Where does all of this lead?
Oh, I feel the same way. You know, our former congressman, Mike Pompeo, was the head of the CIA, and same thing's going on over there. A collection of videos produced to promote, you know, quote, humans of the CIA is completely woke. One of the videos features a gay librarian who organized a collection of board games for staffers. Another featured an intersectional Latino woman. I mean, can you imagine what Vladimir Putin and the Chinese are saying when they see this? What is Biden thinking? Or is he even in charge over there? Who's running who's in charge over at the White House that thinks this is a good idea?
Well, it's a great question. I mean, you're right. And Vladimir Putin is probably out, you know, just riding a horse bare-chested looking for a bear to wrestle, you know, and laughing at us. I mean, the president of the United States, the leader of the free world, what is he doing? He's flirting with six-year-old girls and offering them ice cream cones. The only thing we're missing is the creepy white van parked out in front of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yeah, yeah, it's really scary. Todd, I know we've got to let you run. I wanted to, you've got a new book, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. That's available on Amazon, and I saw you now have a TV show, The Todd Starnes Show, delivering breaking news. It's available on liftable.tv, correct? You've got it's a brand new TV show, is that right?
Yes, we're really excited. It's a all digital TV network called liftable.tv. And if you go to / Todd Starnes, I believe is my address, you'll be able to see our show. We're going to be doing a lot of great special programs, traveling across America, talking to the people who make this country great. And it's going to be uplifting and inspirational, and we're going to have a lot of fun with it.
Well, and of course, they can always visit toddstarnes.com. That's where I get your newsletter from. It's got the links, like the stories that I've mentioned. They're all available there, and they can also get links to your podcasts and your radio programs there. But I appreciate you, brother. It's always a pleasure having you on the show. We've got to have you on again. Thank you again for joining us. Carry on the fight, my friend.
Will do. Thanks a lot, John. Appreciate it.
transgender beavers and non-binary dolphins. unbelievable. We'll be taking your calls at 8:45. In the meantime, we'll discuss how cancel culture is becoming a real threat to our civility and our democracy itself with Professor Stephen Mintz. I doubt he's going to be talking about non-binary dolphins. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.